Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Wow. Hey, Kay. How's it going?
It's fine.
I don't know, boy.
It's fine, isn't it?
Weird. This show is
just effing fine.
It's fine. This show is being taped together today.
It really is.
And tied together with threads.
It really is. With some scotch tape. Not even the good tape.
That cheap stuff. That's what it is.
Not off-brand scotch tape. Not the 3M. The scotch tape from, like, not even a Walgreens, not a CVS.
The real cheap-ass stuff.
Like from Cumberland Farms, scotch tape. Well, if we're on, what are we going to talk about?
Oh, boy. Well, I got puppies on a runway.
A fashion runway again?
No, this isn't like that.
Oh. Not Versace runway?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Like an airplane runway.
Airplane runway.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
We've got the return again of Blog Talk Radio Community Time.
That's so exciting. I love that.
It's better with four.
It's a great bit.
That's
oh,
right.
It's going to be great.
It's
yeah.
great with four.
Why do I keep crapping out there? Okay. And
don't worry about it.
And we got a man and a monkey. Trunk monkey.
Oh, a what?
Trunk monkey.
Trunk monkey?
Yeah.
Like the circus?
Sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of.
All right. I've got a new game show premiering this week.
Oh, for us?
Yes.
Oh, I like games.
I won't tell you until the game show happens.
That's good. Is it going to happen?
It's just going to happen.
Okay, that sounds
pretty
good.
If we're still
on. And,
go ahead.
And I got an interesting candy store robbery.
Hmm.
Yeah.
M&M?
Coming up on the weird news. No.
Okay.
No.
And finally.
Finally!
The best of Craigslist again.
Oh, for reals? Is it really going to happen?
It's really going to, well, if there's time.
All right.
All right. All coming up. On this week's Tape Together, Derek and Kay Show, press that button.
Awesome.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
It is, and I'm rainbow wheeling.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
hopefully
I am.
We're still on.
I think we're still on. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Hold on.
We are broadcasting live?
I think we are.
We are broadcasting live from Boston.
At least we're Skyping, at least.
Today is May 6th.
Don't forget the May part.
I forgot about that.
2012. We're over 95 listeners and growing.
Yeah, we're still
9,500.
On. 9,500
listeners.
9,500. Wow.
I am
slightly panicked show.
It's a little weird. It's really strapped together here. I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
And I'm Jigglypuff.
Oh, Jigglypuff today. Nice. Wow.
Anyway, you can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways. Would you like to hear them?
Yeah, contacting would be good.
Are you sure?
That would be good.
You want me to read this?
Yeah, read the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, read the thing.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
You can find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Press the like button. You can read our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at our handle, dkradio. And call us when we're live between 7 and 9 o'clock now this evening.
Oh, a two-hour special.
At 661-461. Wait, no, that's my phone number.
Don't keep that out.
661-467-2416. Oh, boy. Please call my personal phone.
That would be an interesting show.
And I'll pick up.
Yeah.
And talk to you. $4.99 a minute.
Wow.
That's right.
Good feature. Good rate.
Yes. And today we are joined by two very special guests.
It's pretty exciting.
Are there mics on right now?
They're not on. We'll have to bring them on.
Are we going to bring them on?
That's what we're going to do.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, just
are we
a second.
Delaying till this?
Yeah.
Cha-cha-cha! See, you were a little bit late.
Damn it. You were talking. I didn't want to... Oh,
you
got to
stay with the program.
Are you going to introduce these cast of characters that we have?
I am.
Great.
We have, to our right and left, our special guests. We've got Sarah Belansky.
How's it going? Are you flowing?
Yeah.
Who's been in studio with us very often.
Yeah.
And we also have, to my right, a special guest, Brenna Wells, first time on the show.
Hi.
Welcome. Wow.
Oh, no.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Who's that
yeah.
awful soprano?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's beautiful, man. That's nice. I do like that.
Anyway, they are joining us on the show today. How are you guys doing?
Well, I just had a giant burrito.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
From Qdoba.
Right.
The McDonald's of burrito places.
Well,
I thought Chipotle was the McDonald's of burrito places.
No, it's Qdoba, I think.
No. Chipotle, I thought, is owned by McDonald's owns Chipotle.
No.
I was just about to press that button. But you beat me to it.
Chipotle's the good one.
Chipotle is the good one.
Why am I crying?
I know, but I thought Chipotle and McDonald's were together.
No.
Now.
No, it's Chipotle is the good one with all the organic stuff.
Yeah. They got a lot of integrity. I know, blah, blah.
You think McDonald's owns that?
I do. I do, man.
McDonald's?
Frickin' look it up online.
Why would McDonald's own anything
I swear,
organic?
I swear to God. Come on, someone Google it.
Wait, you want me to Google
like
it? I'm rainbow wheeling all the time.
Well, I don't know where I was when that happened. But
yeah, I'm not going to press anything.
All right, doesn't anyone want to know where I was before this?
I would like to know where you were. Can you turn my cans up just a bit?
Yeah, sure.
Or like my talk. Ooh, that's better.
Is that better?
Yeah,
I like a little more, too.
Yeah, I like a little more. I like to hear myself.
All right, that's good. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, so today's the first Sunday in May, so.
It is.
It was
don't
the May.
Mayfair.
Mayfair in Cambridge. So I went by.
Oh.
It oh,
was
really?
Insanity.
What are they doing at the Mayfair?
You know, they're selling fried dough and cookies on the street and giving out bank cards and
they're giving out bank cards?
You know, like bank
pens. Like actually money?
Join our bank and go, you know, like bank business cards and blah blah blah.
Uh huh.
Chiropractic care and, you know...
Bank cards and chiropractic care.
And Indian scarves are
and
being
Indian
sold.
And Indian scarves.
And then people with random jewelry and... I don't know.
John was there earlier. He said that, too.
It was nuts, though.
Weird.
Oh, and people making balloon animals. I don't know. Lots of Nazi stuff, so...
You didn't get a balloon animal for us?
Lots of...
No.
Did you say Nazi stuff?
Nazi,
oh,
Jesus.
I'm a little worried there.
Nazi, like cashew nuts.
I love cashews.
I know. I guess subconsciously that came in my mind because you ate cashews earlier.
I did. Whole Foods says there are 200 calories an ounce.
So tell us, was that satisfying?
No. It took me 30 minutes to eat them.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
How many did you eat? 19?
No, it wasn't even that many. It's probably like 15?
Good girl.
Hey, can we go back to the Nazi?
I said Nazi.
I was interested in that, too.
Yeah, but hey, I learned something really interesting.
Sorry.
On the Discovery Channel. Did you know, this is something totally new to me, that Hugo Boss designed the SS uniform?
What? You're kidding.
You are kidding me.
Hello, see?
Wow.
Three new people learned this.
You're kidding.
Wait a minute. I am stunned.
Hugo Boss?
Hugo Boss, the designer.
Is a huge Nazi and designed
Shut up. Seriously?
The SS uniform. Correct.
That's crazy.
Wait a minute.
I just blew your mind.
Totally.
My mind is blown. How old is Hugo? Is he dead?
Wait a minute.
I can't
talk about this.
Isn't that crazy?
Disturbing.
I know, right?
Well, wasn't there a thing about like Karl Orff, like that Carmina Burana being premiered
okay,
at some like
my
Nazi
husband,
party or something?
My husband has made it very
true?
Clear
That's
to
very
me
nerdy.
Never to mention his name on the show, but Why? It's just very private. Anyway, but he buys a lot of boss pants. Oh, my God. That's got to change.
Nazi pants.
Nazi pants.
Stop
yeah, I like
it.
That. It's pretty good.
I am so traumatized. And wait.
I don't think it matters.
Okay. Yes, it does. And did you know Tom's of Maine, pro-lifers?
You know, here's my thing. I don't associate companies and their founders' political beliefs with
Kay.
Too much with a lot Kay. Of their product. It doesn't make sense.
Kay, pro-lifers, come on.
I don't remember the last time I bought Tom's of Maine toothpaste.
Exactly.
It's not that tasty.
Exactly.
Yeah, I haven't bought that since college.
Because you know what? I never brush my teeth.
Oh.
That's the reason why I've never bought Tom's of Maine toothpaste.
Mm.
Derek,
I used to use your teeth?
I do brush my teeth. I try twice a day if I can.
Do you?
I try.
I do it once a week, whether or not I lean or not.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
That's what happens.
Do what once a week?
Brush my teeth.
You do it every day.
No, once a week.
She's kidding.
Okay, you better be kidding. I mean... oh my!
So yeah, that's what I learned this weekend.
That's really interesting.
I can't
Isn't
believe
it?
That.
Yeah.
That is shocking.
That is shocking.
I had no idea.
The SS.
I'm just stunned.
And you know, Henry Ford was a huge anti-Semite too, and he got a big.
He was.
He was a total dick.
Well, who knew? Who knew?
All these things. And
Brenna,
got,
get on that mic.
I wish I had some German music
I'm
to
trying.
Play during this.
I might need to adjust that level. Yeah.
Bring
a little bit,
the news, because I'm country Mike.
Oh, boy.
Bring the news.
Hi.
All right.
Hey.
Maybe it's a little bit better.
Well,
maybe. Hello?
I was debating about whether or not the Chinese opera story would come out on today's show.
Oh, God.
Chinese opera? What is this
Are
about?
Are we already
now that we're all
going
together,
there?
We might be already going there.
It's
but
so early.
It is kind of early, I know. But I was thinking about it on my ride to the doctor the other day.
Well, let's save that
you want to
savory
save that?
Bit for just a little later.
If we're still in the air.
But
yeah.
Could I share a very important piece of news?
Go ahead.
It's on my list of four.
Topics. Four
okay.
topics.
All right.
We have to have a moment for Adam Yauch.
Absolutely.
This is devastating.
I know.
For those of us that are 80s kids, which is pretty right. much all of us, this is such a tragedy for those of us that really love rap music and hip-hop. The Beastie Boys have had a huge influence on Chuck D and LL Cool J. I mean, the Beastie Boys are the ones that played LL Cool J's mixtape in the dorm.
Ladies love Cool J.
Wait, LL Cool J's mixtape that he made in the dorms for, I think, Geffen Records. And that's what launched LL Cool J. And it's just really, really sad. The guy was 47.
47, I heard. Yeah. What happened to him again?
He had cancer of the salivary glands.
Oh, geez.
And he had one daughter and a wife and was a devout Buddhist. It's just a real bummer.
Gone too soon.
Yeah.
I wish we could play some Beastie Boys.
I know.
But
I was thinking.
We can't afford it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh,
so sorry.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I can't really play anything like it either.
But,
No, we can't.
No.
But it's very sad because on April 14th, they were inducted into the Hall of Fame, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very sad.
It is very sad. The show has taken a very sad turn.
No. Well, let's talk about who else was there. The RHCP, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they were...
The Chili Peppers.
They were in the Hall of Fame, though?
They were inducted on the 14th
know.
As well.
Cool.
The 14th of April?
Yeah.
I was going to say May, but it's not the 14th of May.
No.
And thank God it isn't.
I got to say... I watched it on HBO, and it was fantastic.
It was?
Yeah, and so, like, for the Beastie Boys, the Roots came out.
Oh, nice.
With Kid Rock and two other rappers that I'm not truly familiar with. One is, I think, Black Thought, and I can't remember the other dude. And they did like Sabotage and a couple other things.
I love Sabotage.
And that guy, you know what? What is it? Captain Kirk Douglas? I mean, man, he the guy from The Roots. He was like so hardcore on the guitar and like. Oh my God! It was awesome. And then you know Questlove on the drums, and he's like, you know. Let me clear my throat, you know, and then he.
I wish that I had HBO to enjoy all of these fine television programs.
And then Flea gave the most moving speech from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he's a really cool dude. You know, he was a jazz trumpet prodigy.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I'm shocked that he was a brass player.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked, actually.
And I have to say this because I think my mic's dead. I don't know.
No, I can hear you.
Okay. You're good.
I have to say this because Mark Kalish is the uncool version of Flea.
Oh, what? You're saying he's uncool?
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, is he listening tonight?
I love Mark with all my heart. I love Mark with all my heart, but he's the un-rock and roll version of Flea.
Oh, I see.
They're very similar.
Was the last time that you were on the show when Mark was on the show?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
I think it might have been.
I love
because
riffing
you had,
with Mark.
That was fun.
Because
that was a fun show.
Because you had your heart surgery.
Maybe.
Shortly thereafter.
Maybe.
Because that was in May. Right. Yes.
Am I on?
No, you're on.
Okay.
Is this thing on?
So, hey, I heard that Axl Rose boycotted the induction. Right?
He couldn't even mention his name.
Right.
Oh, really?
Why is that?
Yeah,
why?
But of course Chris Rock came out with Sassy Nation.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's still pissed at Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
What? I don't know
they
any
don't
of...
Get
I don't... Oh, okay. I had no idea about any
oh,
of
yeah,
that.
Right. GNR was also inducted in, and Slash was so...
GNR.
Slash was so cute, though. His voice was shaking as he gave a speech because he's very shy, and yet he gets out there and kicks ass
in front of all those people. Yeah,
on the guitar, it was unbelievable.
Do you think he takes the anxiety drugs, or do you
no.
think, or the beta blockers?
No.
It's just with the public speaking.
He's a very shy man.
I'm shy too.
But he's a hell of a guitar player.
He probably does a lot of other drugs.
Pharmaceuticals.
A lot of them are clean now. But you know that drummer, he you know he had a stroke and he was there. The one they kicked out for too many drugs. I can't think of his name.
I don't know either.
He did way too many drugs and he had a stroke. But he was there, and then their current drummer. And
I don't know a lot about Guns N' Roses because I'm black.
Oh.
Well, that has nothing to do with it.
Wait, where is it?
White
people are so scared of black
people. Oh, my God.
I don't keep up with the white people's fans.
Wait, so
white people.
Are you not a Beasties fan?
I'm a Beastie Boys fan.
Yeah.
That's,
Brooklyn.
Should we take a short break?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know what time it is because your microwave's off.
Oh, that's true. That's the time we use for all the stuff.
We don't have power here.
Yeah, we should mention that.
Yeah,
we're sitting here in the dark and it's amazing.
It's not dark. We got sunlight.
It's gonna get dark soon.
Derek, is that why we have moon on their wings candles?
Well,
can we discuss the moon on their wings
all right,
candle
we
for just
talk
one
about
second?
This candle, yeah.
I walked in and I that was the first thing I noticed on the what's that? Your bureau there. I was like, moon on their wings.
Is that a Cindy Belansky specialty?
No.
It's not, actually. I smelled
it.
I
do have some, though.
I smelled it, and the first thing I said was...
Take a whiff of
was
that.
Was shocker.
Take a
it
good,
smells
good
like
puff
man.
Of that. Yeah.
Doesn't it smell like man?
You are the moon beneath my wings.
It's very cheesy.
You
are the moon beneath my
there are Canadian
wings.
Geese on this.
Yeah, so...
There's Canadian geese on it?
So it,
Did you ever know that you're my candle?
They're ducks, but close enough.
That worked.
I thought it was seagulls.
You're everything I would like to smell.
Anyway.
I fly higher from the candles.
Anyway, it smells
you
like
are
man.
The moon beneath my wings.
It smells like man.
So
smell it.
So the reason...
Smell it.
So the reason why I got that candle was Julie didn't like it because someone gave it to her and it smelled like man. So I got it, and then
it smelled like man. Then no
first,
way.
The first thing that Kate said when she picked it up and took a whiff, said it smelled like man.
Did you ever know that you're
so
my
it still smells
candle.
Like man? All right, Sarah, smell it.
Man,
did you smell it?
Yeah,
everything. That's horrible.
Wow.
It smells like man, doesn't it?
Smells like man.
Is it a special
man candle?
It's blue.
Whoa.
It's got it's like a dark blue.
Yeah, I don't know. So I lit it this morning, and you know.
It's the kind of candle
I know, I think
that
about
somebody
right.
would have if they had also
it.
Like a lot of incense and like maybe beaded curtains.
Oh, beaded curtains. Yeah.
And stuff.
Maybe Old Spice mixed with patchouli and Love's Baby
patchouli.
Soft.
Patchouli.
I could see that.
I used to wear Love's Baby Soft back in the day.
Sure, we all did.
Wait, except for me. Exactly. I don't know.
Wait, what about Tinkerbell nail polish?
Yeah, man. Tinkerbell nail polish. Was it the ones you could peel off?
Oh, man.
Tinkerbell?
Yes.
I'm totally outnumbered here.
Dude.
This is going to be tough.
There was this nail polish you could paint it on, and then after like an hour or so, or however long you wait, you could peel it off. Peel it.
My mom would
take me with that. Why would you do that?
I don't know. And I would just play with the peels. I'd sit there and
it
just
was
play with
them.
My
really
mother
satisfying.
Would take me to Steiger's in the Hampshire Mall and get me Tinkerbell nail polish.
Nice.
What's
I don't know what
Steiger?
That was about.
You know what Steiger's is, Derek?
No, I don't remember that at all.
What the hell?
I'm gonna.
What, you grew up in Waitley?
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt one.
Derek, Steiger's was in the Hampshire Mall.
I don't
no
remember
one
that
interrupts
at all.
Sarah. No one enters.
I know. I'm fucking swallowing this show.
We do have a caller on the line here.
We do. Awesome.
Yeah.
I love a caller.
So we're gonna pick that caller up. Caller in the 508 area code. You are on the air.
Is it the Longy Ladies in the Hizzle?
It is the Longy Ladies.
Oh my God.
So I'm just calling in because
totally
Kay just had a big announcement. Kay, you're black. I mean, what?
I know. I've been
dude, how did I miss that all these years?
All these years, I was hoping I finally decided I would come out today.
Wow,
that's great.
Big day for Kay.
It really is. I'm finally admitting who I am. I'm coming out to everybody right now.
Oh dear, what's going on?
We're sitting here with no electricity, and we're lucky we're broadcasting.
I know, this is totally crazy.
We're plugged in the hallway in Derek's apartment, so we could go off at any time.
Yeah, who knows?
That's sexy.
Isn't it great?
That's right.
We're sitting here with the moon on their wings, candle.
Yeah.
I know, I've been hearing you, Sarah. It's breathtaking work you guys are doing out there.
Oh, boy.
Cutting edge.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Sarah just dropped the F-bomb like 2 seconds before I came on the air.
Well, you know, it's not a show without, you know.
Right.
Little
well, as an avid Howard Stern listener, I appreciate a good F-bomb.
It's important.
Oh, we're getting beeped.
Yeah, we do. You know, Sarah always comes in and there's always, you know, there's always a need for the censoring.
Yeah. Excellent.
What's new in Plymouth, Lorna?
Well, Plymouth, you know, it's exciting here. We had a big day doing some planting, trip to Lululemon, and trip to Whole Foods. We were going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond, but we just didn't have time.
Right. Just didn't know if you'd have time.
Lorna, did you buy the pants with flowers up the hip?
What?
I didn't buy the pants with the flowers up the hip, but because I've got cankles and they're very tapered. But I did buy like some very parachute-y type pants that you would like, Sarah.
Like MC Hammer type
wow.
pants?
No, no, no.
Less like that and more like yoga pants.
Lorna is beyond that. Let me defend her
I don't know. I thought
style.
She might have been bringing it back or something.
No.
I'm going to bring those back.
She's too stylish for that shit.
Hey, don't knock it. I got five
British Soprano wears MC Hammer pants. Now that would make the Plymouth Mariner.
Maybe that's what's going to happen. You got to put the MC Hammer pants on, go out, do a concert, those.
What is that sound effect, Derek?
I'm sorry, hammering.
What's going on?
Man, I was like,
that's the only thing I can do. I don't have much I can do really here.
I don't. You can't talk over there?
I don't know.
I like the color of the shirt you're wearing, by the way.
Thank you. That's from Sarah.
Nice.
It's one of my faves.
It's pretty.
So, Lorna, what color are these Lululemon pants?
They're gray. They're a really, really light gray, and they're kind of very light material, parachute-y. They're very, very cute.
I have a question
for
Lorna. How do you feel about the Olympics this summer?
I'm so fucking excited, mostly because, obviously, Roger Federer is going to win the gold medal in the singles tennis. Then also, I just love the Olympics anyway. I just love the way that it makes other countries kind of get together and do stuff. I think it's a wonderful thing.
I have to say something.
Go on, Brenda.
I love you, and I love London. You know I love London, right?
Yeah, go on. I don't know where this could possibly be going, but go on.
I'm curious too.
I just doubt that they can match the manpower awesomeness of
China
ceremonies. In China.
Oh yeah.
The opening ceremony in China was
right.
pretty
Am I
fierce.
Right? I mean,
Lorna,
yeah,
she was pretty
just,
crazy.
It was pretty fierce. No. She just put the
Brenna just doubt.
You just threw the glove down on a...
I have absolutely no doubt that Brenna is right, unfortunately. It's going to be a couple of double-decker buses with, like, guys, you know, those Buckingham Palace guys with the weird hats. Who stand still. It's going to be those guys, and, you know, it's just never going to happen. It's going to be terrible, terrible, terrible.
Thank you.
Unless they bring out, you know, Benny Hill, and he's dead.
Right.
So, you know, that would have been funny, like the nude girls going, that would have been funny, but he's dead. Right.
JP, every time he sees the Olympics commercials, he with his...
Is this Olympic music going on in the background now?
Is this God Save the Queen?
God Save the Queen.
Bravo!
Enjoy the sport, snatches!
Not to mention that, of course, no one in Britain will win a medal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's going to be embarrassing. It's not going to be a good time. We don't have a lot of money over there, and we don't.
What?
You know.
How come we just don't?
I don't know. It's a good point.
I'm excited
I don't know. I won't be making the big trip over. That's for sure.
No.
It is.
No. Hey, did you guys hear that they finally banned fox hunting in England?
They did?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Finally went through. And I know this sounds like an unbig deal to your 8,000 other listeners, but it's a huge deal for the British community.
Wow. That is a big deal. Now they're going to do...
It is a big deal.
They're going to do fake ones now, like we do over here.
Exactly. They're going to put men in suits. Yeah.
Sounds dangerous.
Criminals.
No,
let the criminals...
When I was riding, we used to have someone go out and be the fox, like someone on a horse, just, you know, and go out first, and we would hunt for that person, and that would be the fox hunt situation.
What's this game called?
It's called Kill a Fox.
Okay.
And act like it's something sophisticated.
What?
Apparently, Oscar Wilde said that fox hunting is the indescribable going after the inedible, and I think he was right.
Mm. That's true. You don't. You're like, fox stew.
Yeah. Yummy.
Foxy.
And foxes are pretty, right?
Beautiful.
They're such
very pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about inedible animals, we were greeted a couple of nights ago by various entrails and organs spread over our backyard, apparently by some kind of coyote. And it really, they were kind of like a kidney over here and a heart over here and a liver over here. And it was like they were going to come back with a bay leaf and some carrots and make a good soup, you know?
Wow.
Wait a minute. Lorna, do you think Carl did that?
Carl Carlson? Carl Carlson doesn't go outside. And in the middle of the night, we heard Jake was barking at the coyotes.
Carl Carlson?
Carl Carlson.
Carl Carlson.
Wait, you better explain who Carl is.
I'm a little confused.
Carl Carlson is our black cat. And he's named after the two characters on The Simpsons, Carl and Lenny, and Carl is black and Lenny is white. And if you guys remember, I used to have a white cat as well.
Whoop.
And so we called him Lenny and Carl. But now Lenny's dead, so it's not so funny anymore.
Sorry.
Wait, Derek, Carl is a girl.
Oh, Carl, that's right.
And to top it off, Carl is a girl, yeah.
I forgot about that, that's right.
Shocking.
Wait, Rick, have you ever seen Lorna's Christmas cards?
I never
have. Oh, my God. Oh, Derek, you haven't lived.
I'll have to take a look.
You should post it up for the listeners. It's incredible.
That's pretty funny.
They're pretty fantastic.
Do you guys drink while you're doing the show?
We should.
Not always, but, you know, sometimes it's happened before.
Maybe.
Well, I feel tonight would be an exception.
It could be.
I thought maybe we'd have something going.
Maybe by the second.
Yeah.
We kind of were rushing the show together, so maybe by the second hour we'll break out a few bottles.
Yeah, we have no electricity.
Yeah, we have no electricity.
Drinking in the dark with your friends.
It could be great.
I mean, with moon on their wings.
That's right.
And candles that smell like men. You guys just got it going on.
Let's be clear. It smells more like fucking Love's Baby Sauce.
What?
We're gonna need to light that in like a little bit.
Yeah, we're gonna need to see. So it's.
Lorna, where's your fabulous husband this evening?
Joe is downstairs doing what he's always doing, which is watching soccer.
The sports matches?
He's watching soccer. He tapes it religiously, hour by hour, during the day, and then watches it all.
Seriously, Lorna?
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty intense.
I'm surprised that this isn't a sticking point in the budding romance of our husbands, because... Because
the budding romance?
Well,
John and Joe are sweet for each other, for sure.
They've already got something going on. It's true. They both said it to us separately, haven't they?
I did. They both declared love to each other via Brenna and I.
Wow.
But I'm surprised that John hasn't had to break up with him because of Joe.
John hates soccer.
He does?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you, does John hate soccer?
He hates it.
Yeah. Well, here's some strong advice. Don't have John tell Joe that.
Okay.
I think it could be a game changer. And when Brenna and I get sick of John and Joe, we are really hoping they'll just plan some kind of elopement so that Brenna and I can get on with our lives finally.
Oh, you know, I think Rod plays hard to get with those two. I really do, you know.
He's playing some sort of crazy
tease. But tease.
He's just really, you know, up and down.
I think Rod's just too cool for Joe and John.
Oh, please. No, I mean, I think Rod is married to his job on some level, you know. Oh, I'm not in his name.
Oh, wow.
The man.
Oh, we'll take that out in post.
Okay. Okay. But the Hugo Boss announcement is shocking.
It is shocking.
Yeah.
Were you there for that announcement, Lorna? Earlier.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Let me restate that.
Go on.
Learned watching a Discovery Channel documentary with my husband this weekend that Hugo Boss designed the SS uniform.
Yeah. I was shocked too.
Really?
Yeah, he was a fervent Nazi.
I think that's.
What do you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounded like a toe-tapping documentary you guys were watching.
Yeah, what documentary was this, by the way?
Saturday night, good time.
And then I turned to him shortly after. I was like, that's fascinating. Is there anything else on?
Yeah. Talking about anything else, I have to go because I have to watch The Killing and Game of Thrones this evening, you guys.
Oh.
I mean, big plans.
For you.
All you
big
people
plans.
HBO. Lorna, what did you say?
Yeah, bitches.
Game of Thrones and what else?
The Killing.
I know. I love The Killing.
Love The Killing. It is makes your hometown, Brenna, seem like the most depressing place on the planet.
Right. So
oh, my God. They never film in the sun, ever.
I know.
Never seen the show.
Wait, we have to talk about it for a minute.
Why? We've never seen the show.
I have no idea what this is.
For a minute.
Carrick Case-like, but it's our show. It's our show.
I don't
have yours.
I don't either.
A couple minutes.
I barely have
viewers.
A TV.
It's actually an AMC an AMC show. It's
oh, that's true. Of course.
Oh, it's AMC. AMC. AMC show.
AMC show. You guys show you're not drinking.
And I should watch it.
Okay, seriously.
Like, I should watch every other epic show that everyone tells me I should watch. You should watch Community.
Well,
should watch
if you stick around with Brenna, you'll never get anything done because she watches a million shows. Oh, actually, and so does Sarah.
Yeah.
What?
Sarah does watch a lot of TV, too.
I watch
a lot. You guys watch a lot of shows. Sarah watches a lot of trashy shows. I got to say it out loud.
I think I might
watch Jersey Shore or whatever it is.
I'm getting a little better. I'm getting a little better.
I watched Top Model last night.
I'm a little bit burned out on the Real Housewives shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a quick one before Lorna goes.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Round table. Top three trashy TV shows you watch.
Oh, jeez, I can't even name three.
Top three embarrassing shows that you
embarrassing?
Watch. I'll give you mine.
Okay, go ahead.
Interior Therapy with Jeff Lewis. I love it.
Never even heard of that.
Never heard of it. Go on.
It's a Bravo show.
I know what you're talking about.
Smash.
I don't even know.
Oh, everyone said that's good, though.
I don't think that's
embarrassing. Is that supposed to be good?
It's good and bad. It's good in a bad way.
It's so bad it's good?
Yeah.
Not that Smash.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
sorry,
not that
sorry,
one.
Sorry.
That's a really good one, though.
I love watching that.
And
Brenna, I'm nail-biting here. Come on.
Anything on Bravo is guilty pleasure, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I mean, like, really.
Yeah.
Bethany. The Bethany shows.
I like
it.
Though I got to tell you, it's really something how she came from nothing and is now worth what she's worth.
True.
And that a margarita shit just flies off the shelves, as Joe has told me.
It is. It's true.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to say that mine is definitely Beverly Hills 90210, which I watch religiously every weekend.
No. Is it 1994?
Derek.
Oh, it's so great.
Oh, what do I know? Wow.
Wow.
Oh, it's great.
Really?
That and the OC. I loved the first season of the OC. Oh, my God. I bet you Kay did.
No.
I did. I watched the OC.
Really?
No.
Wait a minute. I want to hear Kay's top three trash.
Top three trash shows? Are you sure?
Yes.
Do it.
America's Next Top Model.
Kay knows I love that. Girl, I'm with you on that one.
I love America's Next Top Model. I cannot help it. I don't know. The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Kay knows I love that, too.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Fight
whichever,
oh, my God, Lorna.
Whichever
really?
One else, whichever one is on, I don't know. I'm all over it.
Oh.
And The Young and the Restless.
Oh.
I love it.
Oh, wow. Everything just went to a whole new level.
Story.
That's
it's
crazy.
My,
a whole new level.
It's my story.
As my grandparents
my
would
story.
Say, we have to watch our story.
It's my story. I DVR it, and I watch it every day. Because my mom watches it. And we've watched it since I was like 9.
Well, my story got canceled.
That's
right, honey.
I only think like 3 are on now, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But Derek,
world ain't what it used to be.
Well, you know, I can't even probably name 3 of them, but I've seen that Bachelor one a little bit.
Yeah.
We've got Bachelor clips.
And we've talked about it on the show. And what's the other one? The Housewives?
The Real Housewives?
Yeah, I've seen some of that. That's pretty bad.
Those
people are pretty crazy.
I hate them.
It's really interesting. Yeah, yeah.
I've watched a few of those.
I guess
so, Sarah, have we named all of your shows so far already?
I would say probably most shit on Bravo.
Yeah.
A lot of shows. But maybe number one is things like, you know, Half Ton Woman or like...
What?
Oh, the man with the tree face? Come on.
What? What are you talking about?
You see, Derek, you really need to get with the program.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, you just get off that high horse of yours and start watching trash like the rest of us.
Wait, is that the man with the tree trunk, like fingers and toes?
He's got like tentacles coming off his face, like
like
a dead man's chest, guys.
Yeah. Rondo, like turn that shit off.
Oh my god! Don't mention Rod's name, but
you did twice.
Wow,
Biggest Loser, like Biggest Loser a lot.
Really?
Oh, Biggest Loser's classic entertainment.
You know what?
Classic
you know what Tom likes to watch?
What?
Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, oh. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Oh.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about
Derek
this.
Wants us to change the subject.
All right, we should probably keep this moving on. And,
okay. And I'm going to love you guys and leave you. Oh, great chatting.
Thanks for calling.
Right,
yes,
thanks for
listening.
Amazing.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Take care.
Lorna, I'll be there tomorrow.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Echo. Wow. Where are you going to be tomorrow?
Oh, at SSC with her.
All right. Should we take a short break?
Let's take a break, and we'll come back with some weird news.
Weird news.
All right, awesome.
I'm all over it.
All coming up after this.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Remember this?
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. America's next top hooker is Crystal!
It's back this season on CNT. 20 girls from across America compete for the title everyone wants. America's Next Top Hooker returns. Yes, we make women parade in tiny clothes and pass judgments on them just like on the streets. This year, who will go away with the glory?
Yo, bitch, you think you can do that for 8 hours straight?
Who has the endurance?
I can't walk.
The reality show that captured our hearts and gave us herpes last season is back.
Damn, my titties now, you fuck.
America's Next Top Hooker. It's time to judge women again. Coming soon to CNT.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it is Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Welcome back. If you want to get in contact with us, you can in several ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at our handle, DK Radio Show. And give us a call right now, or when we're live every Sunday between 7 and 8 o'clock at 661-467-2416. And now, it's time for the weird news with Derek, and I love this part, because this is when I sit back and I do nothing, and I just laugh.
Oh, the weird news is so much fun, and, you know, it's constantly weird news. It's just nonstop weird news. Let's just get right into it. This one comes to us from New York. There's a puppy that runs on the runway at an airport there. It was is a 30-pound, actually a pretty big puppy, 30 pounds. It was on the runway for 10 minutes on Wednesday when authorities were unable to capture her. They had to get the passenger who the puppy belonged to.
This what kind of puppy?
It doesn't say here.
No details.
Yeah, but it was Delta Airlines that had the puppy and the passenger. And they had to get the owner out of the plane to get the 14-month-old puppy back in the possession.
Wait, I was only like half paying attention. Where did the puppy come from?
I guess it was going to be loaded on the plane.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, so it was just running around on the runway?
Yeah.
Just like in circles?
Yeah, just a little puppy, 14-month-old puppy.
That's really sad. That's a sad story.
The puppy and the passenger.
I know, that was
sounds
good
like
alliteration.
Sounds like the world's worst children's book.
The puppy and the passenger.
That's kind of scary.
What was that little golden book story with the puppy?
Oh, yeah,
What was that one? Remember that one?
Spotted puppy or something.
Spotted puppy.
Oh, the pokey little puppy?
Wait.
Puppy.
Oh, the pokey little puppy.
Yeah, okay.
Little
puppy.
Nice.
Hold on, Derek.
I'm looking it up.
Are we on the Braintree little... train, by the way?
Braintree train. Just Braintree train.
Braintree train. This train's going to Braintree.
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 Braintree
train.
Yes, it is called the Pokey Little Puppy.
You know, I know that is because my second grade teacher used to call me that. Used to make me pissed.
What?
Pokey
why?
Little Puppy?
Why?
It's horrible.
Why?
I don't know. I guess I was slow.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible.
You can buy the Pokey Little Puppy on Amazon for $3.99. Wait, you can. Oh, you can't. But you can't get. Wait, no, you can get it
can
on Kindle.
Kindle, all right.
You can Kindle that.
Nice.
You know that my 20-month-old son can operate the Nook like a champ.
Really?
You have a son?
Big news.
Shocking.
Wow, it's all coming out tonight.
I know.
This is craziness.
Black. I had a baby.
Whose baby is it?
Jerry's still out.
Do you need to go on Jerry Springer?
Oh, no.
Or no, Maury.
Maury. That's classier.
You're not the father. When was the last time you actually saw that? Be honest.
Never. Well, yeah, like 10 years ago, maybe.
Sarah?
Probably during recovery from heart surgery.
Did you watch a You're Not the Father episode?
Aren't they all?
I feel like they are. Or my 14-year-old girl daughter dressed like a whore.
I watched a tremendous amount of television during heart recovery.
I watched it during my ankle recovery. That's all I did was watch TV all day.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Bad time.
It was.
So weird news. Sorry, Derek.
Oh, no, sorry. I didn't mean to do that, but I was just... I'm trying to read the weird news and usually have it printed, but for some reason it's a small-ass text on here, so it's kind of hard to read, but moving right along.
Mm-hmm.
This one comes to us from Florida.
Oh.
A man and his monkey are pulled over. As we know, all great weird news stories come
is
from
that
Florida.
Is that a figurative man and his monkey, or
well,
is that literal?
This is a man and his trunk monkey.
There's a variety of monkey called the trunk monkey?
Yeah, he was pulled over last week for drunk driving. And police found that there was a noise coming from the trunk on Thursday. Well, this happened on Thursday. they were expecting the car, and they opened the trunk to find a monkey.
Uh-huh.
Where
is this going?
There's really nothing else to the story.
There isn't?
The man got arrested.
What for?
Well, for DUI.
Okay.
And having a monkey, too. he's been in trouble before with the wild rice.
With the wild rice?
And that's what's happening in Florida.
Can you not have a monkey?
Wild life. You can't have a monkey. And you can't have a monkey in your trunk. And drinking and driving.
What kind of monkey was it?
It doesn't say.
God damn it.
No, there's no details on the animals tonight. I'm sorry.
Is that a euphemism of trunk monkey?
It could be.
Trunk monkey.
You know, we might have to fire up the moon on their wings here.
This is Florida State theme
song. Yeah, listen
song.
To this song. This is
I'm
this
in
is
the
amazing.
Dark here.
But it's a really old recording of Florida's theme song. Do you know this song has the word darkies in it?
Listen to this.
Oh, it's not for a while, though.
For a while.
Yeah, no, it's not for a while. We're not going to get to it in time.
We need some candles here.
So this is a special shout-out to our girlfriend, Leslie Kwan.
Is she listening right now?
I don't know, but if she is, hi.
Nice.
I gave her a shout-out on the last show, too.
Hi, Les.
Leslie is
hi,
also
Leslie.
Leslie.
Black.
She is?
Yes.
Whoa.
No
Whoa.
Way.
And Leslie is a very dear friend. And she has... she gave our son a compilation of the adventures of Tintin.
Really? That's very French.
Which is really...
Ta-ta.
Which is very sweet and adorable, and it was a very lovely, sweet gift. And then we read it. And
is it scandalous?
It has now become known as, in our house, the racist adventure.
Uh-oh.
Holy crap.
What? Why is it racist?
Every bit of it is racist.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all have tinnitus.
Yes, there is a ringing. There is a ring. Why?
Oh,
I can make it stop, but I got to turn off some of the other sounds. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
There is a story in the Adventures of Tintin where it says, "Welcome to Redskin City." That's just a tease.
What?
Yeah. In the Wild Wild West.
Chicken
Redskin
what?
City.
Yeah. Redskin City.
Well, I root for a team called the Redskins, so I guess it's not
true.
Much different than that.
That's true.
And they've tried to change the name to that team so many times.
Do you know in high school you rooted for the Frontier Redskins?
That's right. That was us.
Yeah.
I rooted for the Washington Redskins for as long as I can remember, and it's not been very successful for the last 20 years. So,
where is it?
Is there any more racist things? Oh, that's me. But that's me over, like, to me hypermodulated singing the Redskins theme song. We were trying to order pizza like that.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. There are many other racist things that
I can't believe it.
Up right now.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Thanks, Leslie.
That's pretty great. I'm going to just do one more here. This one comes to us from Massachusetts.
Yay!
Foxborough.
Home of the Patriots.
I know, right? So this guy, on Thursday morning, this is 2:20 a.m. on Thursday, a guy smashes into a candy store and grabs a handful of candy bars and leaves a $5 bill on the counter.
Well, he must have been hammered.
Because
no sober person does that.
They captured him on videotape. And he's 25 years old.
Shocker.
He was charged with breaking and entering.
And stealing.
And stealing.
Well, I guess he didn't steal if he left a $5 bill.
Anyways, that is what's happening in Massachusetts.
Do you know what store?
It doesn't say the name of the candy store.
You never have any details.
No, it comes to me this way. That's all I have. Yeah, that's all I have. I guess he's pretty desperate, though, for a sugar fix.
It should have said what store.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
Because then I would go and visit it.
Sweet Times.
In Foxborough. Sweet Times, that's what it was called.
Didn't we have, an ad for Sweet Times or something like that? We had an ad, Easter? Sweet Times?
Oh, I don't know. You're the one that handles all that biz.
I don't know.
I have no idea. But, I mean, he had to have been hammered, right?
Must have been. It didn't say, but yeah. I mean, you're gonna smash through a window.
Probably had like 8
gin
and tonics.
Yeah.
It was like, man, I could use some Snickers.
Do you really think it was gin and tonics?
Yeah, it's
okay,
probably
Jaeger.
Like beer.
Okay, Jaeger bomb.
Yeah, Jaeger. That's true.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Back when I was 25, what was I drinking?
Harpoon IPA.
You know what I was drinking that I would never, ever touch right now? White Russians.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
What? Wait a minute,
that's
Kate.
That's what the dude drinks.
Kate,
at the
People's Republic, what were you drinking when we went there?
At the Peeps?
Yeah.
Beer.
Okay, we were all beer.
And gin and tonics.
Harpoon IPA. Yeah.
Yeah, we were harps.
A lot of gin and tonics, a lot of beer. And then I remember I used to drink gin martinis like a mofo.
Wait a minute. How is it that we would get through the nights? Like, honestly.
We were 25.
Yeah, I know.
I can't do that now.
I can't even have one drink now. Wow.
Bunch of lightweights.
Going to sleep.
Oh, my God.
Drinking just makes me sleepy. But I haven't had any alcohol since February.
I remember I used to work out like a mofo, and then Friday and Saturday night, I would hit it hard with you guys.
We would hit it hard.
We had some fun back in the day.
Oh, good time.
My God.
At the People's Republic.
Man hunting.
We were manhunting.
Wow.
Seriously.
Anyways, that is the weird news.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to close my weird news.
I'm going with all my
What do you think? One more break and we break out some bottles here?
Yeah.
Maybe get some lights on, some candles or something so we can see?
Yeah, we need to
I don't know what's
see.
Happening. Are we going to come back with...
I can't believe we're still on. This is a miracle.
This is great. This is really cool. I don't know what that noise is, but that's okay. Oh, wait, Sarah?
Do you have some great eggs, great pizza? do you have some wine, maybe?
I have plenty of wine.
Okay.
The whites are not chilled, but the wine's over there if you can see it.
Maybe wine would be a good thing, maybe to try if I'm going to try something.
All right. Fantastic.
I didn't have any,
You could,
My doctor said it was okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's dark in here.
It is dark in here. We'll get some candles. We'll come back with we're gonna call some other shows maybe, or
we might have a little blog talk radio community time,
really,
or
fun.
We could do our new game.
Oh, the new game? Okay.
I'm up for the new game. Maybe
we need to talk about the triumvirate here.
What? Oh yeah, and there's plenty of time
what?
For that.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What?
All right, lots coming up.
There's plenty of time. There's plenty of time.
All right. We'll be right back.
Awkward silence.
<Nice. laughs>
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Improvisational rhythm has come to Star Junction. It's a rhythmic music art performance extravaganza. It's the new performance rhythm sensation. Banging trash can lids for an hour. Critics say it's astonishing. Astonishing what people from out of town will pay to see. It's a story told by men and women fighting with brooms. Tap dancing with sanitation material and a lot of art. Hear them make music out of trash can lids. Matchboxes. Windows. Pregnancy test.
Fuck me.
A homeless man. And their own bodies. Get the rhythm of the night. Get the beat of the urban drum. Get access to an incredible merchandise purchasing opportunity, including incredible soundtracks and t-shirts, so you can live the rhythm 24/7. Banging trash can lids for an hour. Tickets on sale now.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darrington Kay Show.
The future is now. The Darrington Kay Show.
Hey, it is the Darrington Kay Show. We are back. How about that banging trash cans on lids for an hour? I want to see that show.
God, I think it's fake.
It's coming to the Wang.
It's fake. We do this every time I come back from country.
No, really, we talk about
the fake commercial.
It really sounds great. I want to check that out.
Why don't you check it out then? You tell me how it is. I'll meet you there. You can contact the Darrington Kay Show by emailing us at tkradioshow@gmail.com.
You got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/tkradio. Follow our blog at derrickandkay.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at our handle, DK Radio Show. And give us a call, especially tonight when we're live at 661-467-2416.
Nice.
I am at the switchboard controlling the universe.
Awesome. So we got candles on here.
We got candles lit.
I got alcohol.
I
got
getting
a bottle.
Ready to
I need to get
open.
Your wine. Is what I need to get now.
Whatever you're serving up, I'll try.
I was gonna do a little prosecco and then Saint Germain.
Maybe I'll try a little
oh,
tiny bit
Derek,
of that.
Oh, Derek, I'm so with you on that.
Yeah?
I don't want to have you open multiple bottles. So maybe I'll try a little tiny bit of that.
Hey, whatever you're into, I can
that
open up a bottle
amazing.
Of wine. I don't mind.
I love
it's
that.
So tasty.
Nice.
Oh wait, speaking of booze, you guys.
Brenna's gin fizzes. Oh my god!
Oh, I have to check that out.
Are they amazing?
I don't even like gin, and I think they're phenomenal.
They're the best summer drink.
It's really good, guys.
Oh god, I want to be like totally healthy so I can drink all the time.
Yes.
All
well,
the time.
This summer, there's so many great drinks. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. I head to Austin tomorrow, and I'm so excited to have
to drink there.
Trudy's. Famous Mexican martini.
Ooh, what's in the Mexican martini?
Well, let me tell you. Because a good friend of mine, Shari Wilson, just shared the recipe with me.
Ooh.
Which is... is tequila.
Yas?
Sprite.
Sprite?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah, a little bit. Orange juice, cilantro, lime juice.
Wow, that sounds great.
It is delicious.
Wait,
I thought they do
one with there's olive juice and tequila.
Well, you put an olive in it, but there's no olive juice, I don't think, in the actual martini.
Are those almonds over there?
Yeah, there's almonds.
Can you pass those over here? Those yummy almonds? Almonds are something I like right now.
And apparently they can only serve two of them to you before you get cut off because there's so much booze in it.
Wow.
Especially that tequila, huh?
That tequila, uh-huh.
What kind of tequila?
Right.
I can't remember the brand they use specifically. Yeah. But I whipped one up the other night.
Did you?
It was good.
And you went to sleep.
I went to sleep. I did. Promptly.
After you ran naked through the streets.
No, that was about 12 years ago.
Oh, okay. That was after one of our nights at the People's Republic.
Yeah, right. Right. We won't talk about
where we spent many, many nights. Debauchery.
Yeah.
I noticed we're all very quiet.
It's a little shameful, actually.
It was good times.
Oh, are you kidding?
The best
great,
times. Though.
Great times.
Mm-hmm.
There were some good times.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a good time to break out an old-time story from the Laundry days. And for those of you listening who don't know any of us, we all went to the same graduate school. The same graduate music school. So
right.
We're all music,
my lips
music
are sealed
nerds.
Right
except
now.
For me.
Except for Derek, who's making some drinks.
Yeah, I'm working the drink.
He's bartending right now.
So I think this might be a good time for, since Derek's busy, for the Chinese Opera Seminar story.
Oh.
Kay's an excellent storyteller of this particular story, I believe. I'll chime in when necessary.
Yeah, I'm going to stay quiet here.
Okay. So I know for a fact that this day was a Veterans Day Friday.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. How do you remember that?
That's really cool.
I don't
know
why I remember that. I just remember
it was a holiday.
Veterans Day Friday. Because
it was a holiday.
It was like,
I remember that.
It was like the 11th or something.
But we had theory that morning, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes,
we
did.
We skipped it.
No, we didn't skip it.
Oh, we didn't skip.
Howie Friesen just
you
didn't
want
show
leave?
Up.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, my God.
So we had this remedial theory class, the dumb theory for graduate students who didn't pass the theory exam. Every Friday.
It was a theory.
It wasn't dumb theory. It was theory for dummies.
Theory for idiots.
Theory for singers.
Theory for sopranos. And it was at... Was it
and
like
mezzos.
Nine, and mezzos. And was it like 9 in the morning? Something?
It
something
was
like that?
Not, yeah.
With Howie Friesen. So we showed up at 9.
I showed up at 9:20.
Showed up at 9. And we're waiting. And Howie never showed up, and we decided to give him 15 minutes until we left. So he didn't
right.
show up, and we just
right.
left. And
we left. That's right.
And we went, and for some reason, we went from the new building to the old building to go to the library to
why
go
did,
check our email or something like
we,
that.
Oh, okay.
Because that's when the days when no one had smartphones, we had to check our email that way.
I don't remember anything.
I remember this like it was yesterday. So we're in the library. We're like, what do we do? What do we do? Oh, my God. And then... And somehow, we decided to go to breakfast. And we're like,
can I just interject that Brenna was the ringleader at this point?
Yes.
What?
You were. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
So we decided to go to breakfast, and we walked out of the library, and that's a lot of Saint Germain in that glass, by the way. What are you doing?
It's
not that dark. That candle's going. Anyway, so we walked outside, and instead of walking to breakfast, for some reason, we're standing outside of the
talking.
School. Talking.
Yeah, like idiots.
Like idiots. Just standing outside. We're not going anywhere. We could have talked on the way, but we're talking in front of, I didn't even know what we were talking about.
Something stupid.
You know, I was just going to say stupid shit.
Something stupid. And the...
Why was theory canceled?
And the chairman of the department, the voice department, approaches us and says...
The Bernoulli effect. My name is Amelie Romney.
And she's got a great voice like this. And she says, hi, ladies. What are you up to? And we're like, oh, we're just, you know, we had a class that was, you know, postponed or whatever, just hanging out. Well, I hope you're all coming to the Chinese Opera Seminar in room 10.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, exactly. Where's that little sound effect? Here we go. Yes. So we're like,
what?
Okay, sure.
And this is when I need to chime in.
Go ahead.
This is when Ms. Belansky and Ms. Harrison-Shaw look to me to provide the answer / excuse as to why we can't go. And I didn't have one freaking
didn't
thing
have
to
anything.
Say.
Anything. Actually, like this.
Yeah. Actually, I believe I did make something up on the fly, didn't I? I think I said we had a coaching.
I don't remember at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, the three of us just have never.
No, I made something up and I can't remember what it was.
Coaching.
But I said, well, we can only go for a little while because we've got blah, blah, blah.
Is that one?
Oh,
case?
Yeah. That was mine, the small one.
All right.
Remember, I did
make sure.
Something.
You did have something cooking.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
So we got...
Otherwise, it was not much going on.
Right. And we were the only ones.
Yes. When we turned up at the Chinese Opera Seminar, there were no other students in attendance. It was Sarah, Brenna, and Kay.
And Victor Rosenbaum.
Victor Rosenbaum was there?
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember that.
President of the school. Yes.
Is this the three of us?
It was awesome. Because wait, there's a part of the Victor thing we got to tell.
Well, the thing about it is when we turned up there, there was these, you know, there were the people that worked at our school, and these five Chinese people, but not Chinese Americans, Chinese people from China. I think only one of them spoke English. Is that right?
Maybe.
And what was the seminar about? Was it about like gestures?
Who the fuck knows? I mean,
and things like that. I gotta get to it. It was about like gestures and like, but it had like authentic Chinese throat singing, so you would hear chord. And that is when we all decided, without looking at each other or without speaking of it, to not make eye contact during this entire experience. And
but I believe, may I chime in again?
Chime in, please.
I was the one that got us out of there.
Yes, you were the hero. You were the hero and savior during this.
She was the hero and savior, but I'd like to say we suffered so much, and Victor Rosenbaum clearly did, because he excused himself before we did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that. I just remember just trying to hang on and not laugh. That's
it
the only thing
so
I remember.
It was so hardcore.
It was, and they were doing weird things.
I think my stomach hurt from trying to hold everything in anyway.
How long did we stick it out? An hour?
Oh, yeah. It was the most surreal experience.
I felt like I was on another planet.
It was worse than church.
Yeah, definitely.
So we left. Oh, I think you turned to Emily and you mouthed, "We have to go."
I do remember the mouthing of the "we have to go."
We have to go. And then we left.
You are so brave, Brenna.
No,
and
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I believe we went around the building
to not be found out
that we were not going to another class. We were, in fact, going to breakfast.
At the Rosebud Diner.
But before we got to the Rosebud.
This is the best, the crowning glory.
We walked down Chauncey Street and encountered a gentleman pushing a cart full of cans and bottles. And he comes up to Brenna, who, if you don't know her, is lovely, Botticelli-esque, blonde.
White.
Strawberry blonde.
Fair-skinned.
White.
Lady. And
really,
comes up
really
to her and goes and asked, "Do you speak Spanish?"
I think I said, "Do I look like I speak Spanish?"
Did you? I don't know what you said, but I was just so shocked because it had just been just a really messed up day. Yeah, we all just laughed in the space because at that point, everything was funny.
Yeah.
And he said he was in a position to make lots of money. He wanted to. He said he could learn lots of money. It was crazy.
Yeah,
I blocked that out.
I have lots of money.
He was like,
I just remember the shopping cart in the Spanish.
Yes. Oh, it was insane. Of all of us, I look like I would be the biggest suspect for speaking Spanish.
Oh, and we know that because there were times I was with Kay and people start going,
"Come up to me speaking weird languages." All the time. People always come up to me and I'm like, "What?" I only got past like 8th grade Spanish. How do you even say?
Yo lo tengo.
No tengo.
No me gusta.
No me gusta.
Wait, I think we should toast to Brenna for getting us out of Chinese seminar.
Yeah, how about that?
Hey, toast. We are all enjoying what are we enjoying?
Get in the car.
It's it's a Prosecco with Saint Germain and a little bit of lemon.
It's very tasty.
Oh, God, that's fabulous.
Oh, that's good.
That's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Mm. It's really wonderful. Mm. There are other stories.
There are other stories.
Okay.
But I think we should save the story while we... what do we do? Do you want to do Blog Talk Radio Community Time, or do you want to do the new game?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
The new game won't take very long.
Okay.
So I would like to do... Oh, I'm sorry. I was supposed to put this one on.
All right.
So
it's got a song. I like it.
Yeah, it's got a song. So I thought every you know, once a month, I would introduce a new game to our show. And this month's game is entitled, Has Derek Seen It?
Oh, great.
Because we know you're a movie maven and you see lots of movies.
That is absolutely wrong.
So I visited.
This is a fun game.
This is brilliant. Kid.
I visited a website for the, and I got some of the most popular movies of all time.
I should have brought the Milanos. I could see Brent here. I should have brought the Milanos.
It's getting really dark in here, by the way.
Yeah, maybe more candle, maybe.
Yeah. Just tell me
maybe.
Where I'll get.
I don't know.
Sarah, because you got to answer for this. You're
yeah.
integral.
Yeah, we
got to
answer.
Hold
just
on.
Just tell me where they are, and I'll get them.
There's one right behind there, maybe.
Okay,
I don't know why that one's not lit.
So if anyone wants to give us a call
flashlight.
And play with us, otherwise we'll play on the air. You can call us at 661-467-2416. The game is, Has Derek Seen It? And I'm thinking most of these answers will be no, because Derek hasn't seen a lot of movies. In fact, what was the last movie you saw in the theater? Did we discuss this?
Well, I think we did talk about it.
I think we did talk about this.
I think it was actually, and this is, sounds really crazy, I think it was Wall-E.
Wall-E?
Which, I don't even know what year that is.
I think that might have been like, when did Wall-E come out? It's like 2008, maybe? That sounds reasonable.
2008, I'm guessing.
What candle is that you're lighting there?
It's like an apple
Moon
pie
over Miami.
Barely there.
Moon over Miami candle.
We're in the dark here.
Yeah,
I'm in the dark.
We're in the dark.
Does
so
anyone
that's, a,
know
good,
what
that's
movie?
A good way of lighting.
Does anyone know what movie that's from? I'm in the dark here.
I have no idea what movie that's from.
Sense of a Woman.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie, actually.
You're kidding.
Not kidding.
That's a good movie.
That was
I
a good method,
say.
Too. Drop it
Brenna,
right in
what
there.
Do you think? Is that a good movie?
We got what we got here, I think. It's.
Brenna Wells, do you think that's a good movie?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I need to see that movie. Now,
like
there's a lot of movies I haven't seen either.
Kay, that's what he won for Best Actor for.
It's a good
Al
theme.
Al Pacino. I'm such a freaking movie buff. Oh, awful.
I know. I know you've seen a lot of movies.
Oh, way more than I should mention.
2008.
Whoa, you're good with that. 2008 Wall-E came out. So
okay,
that was the
I've
last
never
time,
seen that.
That was the last time Derek went to the theater. It's 2008.
Oh, Derek.
Are you kidding?
That's what he said. Wall-E.
Wow.
I know. That's a long time ago.
Shocking.
All right.
Okay,
so
have you seen it?
The first movie is... On Has Derek Seen It? Pulp Fiction. Let's go around the room. Let's see. Sarah, what do you think?
Do we place bets?
I would say no.
I'll give the benefit of the doubt, yes.
I think possibly yes. Okay, Derek, have you seen it?
I have not.
Oh, loser!
Who got that?
That's Sarah.
Sarah's
got 1 point.
Sarah
knows me.
I'm his sister, man.
Yeah, Sarah's going to know a lot of these, I'm sure.
All right, the next movie on How Has Derek Seen It?
I'm not really his sister. Okay.
I think the callers know, or the listeners know.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Sarah.
Wow. I would say yes.
I say no.
No chance, Lance.
I have seen it.
What? Oh, my God.
Sarah's totally taking this one.
Wow. I've known Derek, please. I've known Derek for Derek 20 years.
Has it been 20 years? That's a long time
for
anything.
He's been my male BFF for about 20 years, I'd say.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
We're getting old, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
It's all right.
All right, the next movie on Has Derek Seen It is The Matrix. Sarah.
No.
No.
No way.
I have not seen it.
Yay! I got one.
I'm just going to copy whatever Sarah said.
Three to one? Is that what
I got
is?
1 point now,
the
finally.
Keeping score at home.
All right, the next entry on Has Derek Seen It? Bambi. Sarah, you're first.
I don't think I've ever seen it, so I'm going to say yes.
No.
No.
I have seen it.
Okay.
Yeah. Was just watching that on Netflix streaming yesterday.
You were? You were watching Bambi?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, okay. I was like, what are you doing? Who are you?
Derek,
I saw it as a kid,
did your dad take you to see that?
I think I don't remember who I went with. It might have been my dad or my mom.
Or your grandma.
I remember being really scared. Because, you know, it's a scary thing. Like, the woods catch on fire, the mom dies. I mean, it's just horrible.
I think I've seen it too. I just blacked it out.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
I don't know.
I didn't think it was that great.
I don't think it was that great. I don't remember it barely.
It doesn't
I remember
up to
those
the
parts
hype,
though.
Yeah. You know, it's not like, you know, my Little Mermaid or something.
Right.
All right. The next movie on Has Derek Seen It? Saving Private Ryan.
Saving
what do you
Ryan's
think?
Private.
Absolutely not.
No.
Sippy Chance.
I have not seen it.
Okay, all right. I got 2 points. Nice.
Yes.
Have you seen it, Sarah?
Parts of it.
Brenna?
I have seen it in the theater.
I saw it in the theater,
wow.
Too.
Wow, guys. Wow.
Yeah.
Disturbing. The first 20 minutes.
That's really hard to get through.
Jesus Christ.
That's what I've heard. Well, actually, I think I've seen part of the beginning.
It's very disturbing.
Yep.
All right, the next movie is Back to the Future.
Yes.
Yes.
That is right.
Yay!
I have seen it. I've seen 1 and 2 and maybe 3.
Really?
I don't think I've seen 3.
I don't think I've seen 3 either. Was it very good?
Maybe I saw parts of it.
I don't think I saw 2 either.
I don't think I did either.
I think 1 and 2 are the better of them.
Really?
But what do I know? Because how many movies do I see?
Not many. The next movie is...
I just want you to know that I've gotten them all right so far.
I know. What's that all about?
Wow. Wait, so is it... Five? Do you have five?
Six.
Six?
I only have 3, I think.
Six to three
don't,
to three?
Don't be so positive, Kate.
Yeah.
What?
Three to three.
I thought you had 2.
Okay.
No, I think I have 3.
Yeah, we
okay.
just got the 3.
Derek, catch up here.
Yeah, we just got
the
3.
Okay. What are you talking about? Look at this.
Wait, let's measure.
Look at this. You catch up. What are you talking about?
All right, the next movie
is
Has Derek Seen It?
This is fun.
Silence of the Lambs.
Ooh. No.
No. I'm going to go out there and say yes.
I have not seen it.
I suck at this game. I'm so bad at this, and I made this game up.
It's a good game.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Wow.
It's okay.
The next movie is The Shining.
First of all, I've not seen that.
You haven't?
No, I would be... You know what? I tried the first 20 minutes. I get really scared of stuff like that. So
scary.
I just don't think I could deal with it.
It's a little spooky.
I would say no way.
No.
No chance, Lance.
What do you think? You're me?
I have not seen it.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, I'm up to 4
I've
points.
Heard it's really scary.
You know,
it's pretty scary.
I might have seen like 10 minutes of it. I don't know if that counts.
You see the Red Rum part or something?
I don't remember.
Oh, God,
I might see bits and pieces of it.
I might try to watch it, but it would have to be daytime.
You can handle it.
I don't know.
Has Derek seen Psycho?
Come on, Derek. I don't know if we can be friends.
This is interesting.
I saw it in 10th grade. Let's see. If he saw it, he would have seen it with Jen. I'm going to say no.
Shower slashing scene?
No, I'm going to say no. And I might be really wrong on this, but I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say me.
Well.
I'm going to say no.
You know, I haven't seen it. You know what? I might have seen half of it, so I don't know.
How do you watch half?
I don't know.
The other half?
I feel like I've seen like a good portion of it.
You might have seen
But I don't think I've seen
with
the whole thing, so I feel like
Trevor
I have to say no.
Trevor or Jed. I don't know.
Yeah. Sorry.
By the way, we got to get Trevor and Jed to listen someday.
That would be cool.
You freaking lived with them for
I would
a
love
while.
To have them on or God. Even to listen.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. Can you imagine having Jed on?
This would be so much fun.
Jesus.
Absolutely.
Make it happen.
All right.
Has Jed Derek, especially.
Has Derek seen...
Good times.
Alien.
No way. Absolutely. No. No.
No.
No.
You know, I'm going to have to say... Yes.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I feel.
Oh my God.
Upset.
I almost said yes.
I feel like I have to say that if I've seen, like, I can't remember like a full movie, but I feel like I've seen most of it. So I think I'm gonna have to say yes.
Well, you're not sure you're on drugs during it,
I don't
or
know.
What's going
I might
on?
Have, like, I might have like went to the bathroom for 15 minutes.
No, I'm sure.
But I'm pretty sure
Did you
I
see
saw
it with like Trevor or something.
I don't know. It might have been like.
Yeah. While you're home.
A long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm shocked. Okay.
I'm shocked by that.
Me too. I just, wow.
I had a feeling, but...
Here's one. I don't know
it
if
it really
we,
throws you, doesn't it?
This is my
hard.
First
it's really hard, huh?
I don't know
I'm
if we
devastated.
Can be friends. If you have not seen this movie, has Derek seen The Wizard of Oz?
Yes. I don't know. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
You got to think about it.
Yes.
It's tricky.
Yes.
It's tough, isn't it?
I'm yes. betting on yes.
Yes, all the way.
Yes, I have.
Yay!
It's a good thing. I even saw the black version.
White people are so scared of black.
Oh, my God.
The Wiz was my favorite movie growing up. Yeah. He's on down
the road.
It was pretty great.
Come on. He's on down
Michael
the road.
Jackson.
I don't
yeah.
even know how old I was, but I remember watching it like multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was actually far better, I would say. More entertaining, more
what,
better, better music, right? Yeah, yeah.
Because nobody beats the Wiz.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
Nobody.
Not many people probably remember that reference. That's
I do.
Good.
I do.
Yeah.
Nobody beats me. Has Derek seen Jurassic Park?
That's a real. That's a tough one. I've not seen it. I've not seen it. So
John Williams in action.
I'm gonna say Derek.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, it's the best.
I'm gonna say Derek.
Freaking dinosaur.
All right. I'm gonna say he's seen it. Yes. I'm gonna say yes.
No.
No chance.
I have not.
What?
Oh,
I'm pretty sure
shit.
I've not. You know what? I'm trying to get back to some. Whoops, I didn't mean to play that.
It's
I'm
so
trying to get
good.
Back to some memories. And I think it was playing on Hot Summer Nights once, and I might have been with...
Oh.
And something happened, and I probably, like, missed it. Like, I probably saw, like, 15 minutes of it, and then probably something else was happening.
Dinosaurs.
So I don't
oh
know.
God.
Eat people
this
in the movie.
That's what I've
this
heard.
This is when I wish Brenda was listening, because during Hot Summer Nights,
Hot Summer
I'm
Nights.
Always thinking of Tony Brunero. I think that,
Who's
that,
that
was the guy.
Hot
guy,
Summer Nights was great
guy
thing. I missed
got
that.
Got hooked up with. That was like the...
Oh, boy. All right,
yeah.
We've got a few more entries.
All right, this is exciting.
I think it was
right,
Brunero.
Has Derek seen The Princess Bride?
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, Kay.
Ah, sure.
Yes, I have!
Yeah!
You know
That's
what?
Ones all around. Is that nine?
I don't understand
nine,
why
five,
everyone
five?
Loves that movie so much. I didn't think it was that good.
Really?
No.
Oh, it's good.
I didn't care.
All right.
There wasn't a black version?
What?
Is that...
It's racist. No, I didn't think it was that good.
Yeah, I don't know. It had
got
time.
It's got a cult-like following.
Yeah, it does.
I don't
Definitely
understand
does.
Why.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Huh? Maybe I don't get it.
Yo, princess bitch.
I don't know. I don't have a good sense of humor. I don't know. Has Derek seen Up?
Ooh. No.
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 Well, I have not.
Oh, Derek.
I know I need to. A lot of people told me
it's
I need to see
so
it.
So good.
There's like a sad part in it, right?
It's,
but
it's really
but they say
sad.
I need to see it. Yeah.
Derek, I'm serious. You should see
okay.
that film.
I will. Is it on Netflix? Maybe I'll check it out.
When you said
it might be, yeah.
When you said you hadn't been in the theater since WALL-E, I figured. Right.
Yeah, right.
That's
right,
a clue, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's
but
a clue.
But you've got Netflix. You
I
can
do
watch
have Netflix
movies.
Streaming.
Are you kidding? Really?
I do.
When was the last time you actually watched a movie?
Derek, you also have Amazon Prime.
You
want to
put
know,
you want to put the company on
too.
For that
yeah.
one too?
I you know I
Down,
can't
Downton Abbey. I want to watch that. I've never
oh,
seen
I've
it.
Oh, yeah, I've heard. Yeah,
never
people
seen
talk
it.
About that.
That's right. With Downton Abbey, so
I've
good.
Not seen any of it.
It's
oh, it's so good.
I don't know. I
you will be addicted.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. Mm. Even John watches it.
Even well, John.
Yeah,
it's like crack. It's like television
okay,
crack.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
Has Derek seen any Pirates of the Caribbean movie? Because aren't
no.
there like a million?
Hmm. No. I've not seen any of them.
They're good.
I don't like anything like that.
Johnny Depp's good?
I'm no. going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, is this nose all around?
Yeah.
I have not.
All right. Two more.
Two more. Oh, this is exciting.
Has Derek seen Spirited Away?
Jesus, I don't even know what that is. No.
You
no.
don't know what that is?
No.
No.
That is the Miyazaki movie that made so much money in, like, 2005 or something.
He hasn't seen Forrest Gump. Oh, wait.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he has.
This is fun, isn't it?
It's, like, the first Miyazaki film to make a lot of money in this country.
I would say no way.
It's
no.
wonderful.
I don't
I'm
even
say
know what it is.
No chance.
Wow, this is tough. You know, I would say yes.
You have? You saw Spirited Away.
You know, I'm not going to remember much of it, and I probably can't even talk about it. I know Sarah's shocked. I think it was like at 3 in the morning, like
oh,
after
no.
some dance, someone brought it over my place, big screen, and I might have fallen asleep through a good portion of it, but I'm pretty sure I saw most of it. But,
Sarah, it's animated, and it's amazing. It's like being in someone's crazy dream.
Tell me,
it's so good.
I have a really hard time with animation.
I know, but it's
but
so
I did like
sophisticated
up.
And
I
good.
I did like Up a lot.
Tell me
you,
just a little
oh,
part of
love,
it. Like what happened?
Really
I
good.
Love Stewie and Brian.
Yeah, all the Miyazaki films are so good. They're
I don't
like
know. I,
epic. Spirited Away is so good. Why?
Nobody got that one, huh?
No
oh,
one got
but
that
I love
one.
Charlie Brown Christmas. I always get upset.
During the time when he's reading the
Linus.
Yeah, Linus. Yeah.
And you know, I have Woodstock on my keychain. I
Do you? I love Woodstock.
I also shouldn't share this, but I have a lot of Woodstock underwear.
Hey, now.
I'm serious. I have like 6 pairs.
I did
yeah.
not know that.
I really love Woodstock.
I still have the Hello Kitty underwear you gave me.
I didn't.
Was
wow.
that you?
Probably. Jesus.
Has Derek seen, this is the last entry I got.
Ooh.
Finding Nemo.
It's. I was hoping your last one was Pretty Woman.
Oh, it was not. It
okay,
could be. We could do
finding,
that one, though.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
I've not seen that. It's cartoon, what? Right?
Oh. It's Disney,
yeah,
but it's
no,
so good.
No, I can't
just
stand
keep
most
playing,
Disney.
Just keep
yeah, but it's Pixar.
It's
not,
so
you know?
No,
good.
No.
It's, Pixar's so good.
Okay, so I'm no, he's no.
Was that that's the one where the seagulls and the...
Oh,
mine?
Shit,
mine?
I bet
mine?
He has
mine.
Seen it, but I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say maybe.
I bet he has... Maybe.
Is maybe an answer? Mm.
That's not
I don't
good.
Think you can do that.
Okay,
no.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I bet he's seen it. Shit.
I'm going to say
Schultz.
No.
Schultz. Well.
Watch. He's seen it. And I said no. Damn it.
I have.
You have?
Not seen it.
Ah, yay.
Wow. So Sarah's the big winner.
Yeah. I didn't keep track of the points, but I think Sarah wins for sure.
I think it was 9-5-5.
What was it?
I think so.
Were you keeping track? I wasn't keeping track.
I was trying to keep track, but I got a little distracted.
10-5-5.
Derek, I think I'm
that's
10,
a great
5,
game.
5.
10?
A,
you get
yeah.
10? Okay.
So that was the first installment
wait,
of
wait.
Our new game, Has Derek Seen
wait,
It?
Can,
we can also
get
do
one
this
more.
For TV shows, I think, too. It would be pretty good.
TV shows would be
I
good.
I could
wait,
definitely
let's
do that.
Let's do one more.
I love the theme.
Oh, we're doing one more?
That's it's not included. But
I paid for that theme, $2.99.
It's not included.
Great theme.
Derek, you've seen Pretty Woman, yes?
Yes. Okay. But have we seen it? We might have seen it together.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
That was a long time ago, but I'm pretty sure I saw
I've
it.
I've seen it maybe like 20
yeah.
times. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, not that much.
I think I've seen it like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, 5 or 6, yeah.
Finding Nemo is Rowan's most favorite thing right now.
Is it really?
God, that's so sweet.
I love Finding Nemo.
Is that about fish?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He calls it Elmo.
Oh, Finding Elmo.
He looks at me and says, Elmo?
Is it because it's the same color?
No, he's not the same color. It's a clownfish.
Oh, he just
is Elmo purple?
I thought it was red.
No,
Elmo's red.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't see colors.
I don't
Finding
know.
Nemo is so
oh,
good.
Oh, who's the purple thing?
What,
oh,
Barney?
Barney?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, no.
I love you, you love me.
Oh, that sounds
Barney
so pedophile-ish.
That's good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It is a little bit pedophile-ish.
Oh, my God. Who remembers Bozo the Clown? That was terrifying.
Who remembers Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers'
McFeely.
Neighborhood?
McFeely.
Yeah.
I don't know.
McFeely.
Purple Panda.
I blocked that out.
That's really scary
Purple
shit.
Panda.
I blocked that out. I don't know.
Oh,
won't
so,
you be mine? Won't you be mine?
That's a fun game.
That was fun.
I like that.
You be
do we have
neighbor?
Time for Blog Talk Radio community time?
You mean like if we just get right into it?
We might have to.
That could be pretty great.
I mean, I'm not really well prepared here.
Neither am I, but we might be able to swing this. This is great. So this is when we call other shows and just check in, see how they're doing, talk to them a little bit.
Keep in mind we have to tell the second story.
What second story?
Come on, Kay.
Oh, the metronome story?
Oh, God.
You just fucking...
So the, oh, sorry.
Oh,
so,
never.
So this is our... So anyway,
hey!
Blog Talk Radio community time. Well,
this.
That's what I call a story.
Oh,
it's
God.
Still a good story with
all
a spoiler.
Right, all right, all right.
So this is where we call another show on Blog Talk Radio that's on Rive right now. And right now, there...
So much fun.
You know what's on live right now and we didn't get through last time? Do we have an area code this time or a phone number? Like
I have,
the barbecue show. Remember that happened?
We're gonna use Google. We're gonna use Google Voice.
Oh, is that not give a number?
And I think it comes with no number, but we can try it.
Damn it.
That's the only thing I have set up right now to make the call.
Okay.
We just haven't had enough time before the show got on.
Well, we've got
strapped together here.
The barbecue show.
Okay.
On air right now. Remember last time we tried to call them and they didn't accept our call.
Let's give a listen. We have, I'm sure we have some barbecue questions between the four of us.
Yeah.
Because
yeah. Sure.
This is great barbecue weather.
I have some meat smoking questions.
Oh.
Hey now.
I bet you know.
Hey now.
Sausage.
I'm stymied.
I'm trying to get to their show right now, but
it's where's Barry White?
Nothing's
when
happening.
You need him?
Nothing. Are they not on?
I don't know. It says they're on right now.
I feel like if we're on, any show's got to be on.
Right. Where's the Barbie show?
Barbie Bitch Radio? They're
yes.
on. They were on.
Oh, man. Come on. Have you reached them yet?
No. We
no.
didn't. We had a great show last time.
They're that Nicki Minaj fan show.
Oh, God. Have you guys checked to see if there's a show like about, you know, like people that dye their hair blonde or something?
What?
Oh, you know there's something out there crazy like that.
Barbie Bitch Radio is on right now. Let's see what they're talking about.
Barbecue?
Boxing.
They have 27 minutes remaining just like we do.
All right.
Radio.
Let's take a listen.
Silence.
Okay, moving on.
Wait, what show is
it? It's Barbie Bitch Radio.
Oh my God! Let's call.
We've been playing this for a long time. We haven't had it uploaded. So I'm gonna play a song.
Oh, they're playing a song.
Oh, they're gonna play. They're gonna play music.
Wait, first call.
I can't
call.
Take it.
Interject.
No, because we're gonna play music and then we're not gonna be able to get through. It's
okay.
Sad. So the best ones to call. The
behind
the
mic. Wait, where's
the
marijuana show?
Oh, the marijuana happy hour. We can never get through them.
Is that still happening?
Either. Oh man.
The marijuana happy hour. They're still on.
Wow.
Yeah, we gotta talk to them about being hungry.
Amazing.
Well, let's see. I have some prepared.
Oh, there's Barbie.
Oh, no, they're on from 8 to, let's see. Oh, there's, hold on. Say something while I dial
there's a,
guys,
there's
the
a lot of. A lot
the Sicko
of...
came on in the last little bit.
Oh, is it? It looks really good, right? It's LED now. It's instead of neon, they
Derek,
just switched.
That's got to be good mood lighting, you
it
know?
It does really set the mood,
yeah.
You know, when you really want to get it going on.
Check out
Sicko sign, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You know, not everybody gets a good view of that.
Wait,
do you ever stop during the act and look
wait,
at the Sicko sign?
I fucking love Brenna's laugh so much. Brenna, tell the cab story. Come on. Brenna, tell the cab story on the way home from Derek.
What?
What did he say after you?
What?
Huh?
What?
And we get in the car and it's quiet. You gotta tell that.
I don't remember how
Okay, we're leaving Derek's house.
Oh, yeah,
house.
We were leaving Derek's house drunk.
Really, yeah.
Pretty really. Shocker. And we get in this cab right here, right?
Yes, yeah. And it, we're pretty quiet.
Right.
I'm really good at moving.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. That was perfect timing, wasn't it, though?
That was
sorry.
Awesome.
Wait, we got to tell this story.
And then we... Did we forget my wallet?
Yes, right.
Oh,
we
I
did.
Remember that.
Yeah.
My
wallet.
That's right.
Yeah, and
Derek,
he waited for us.
He waited for us. We had to go back.
Yeah, he waited for us. Yeah.
And he started screaming into the...
Wait, we're
what?
In the cab on the way back.
We were in the cab on the way home, and he started screaming into his phone. Was it?
Like in
some
Swahili
language.
Or something. He's
yeah.
like, what? Everything's very quiet, and then all of a sudden it's like... And then, you know, Brenna does her classic. Everything's really quiet. I love when Brenna does that snicker. I always love to tell Rod this story. She does that.
That was so funny.
And then that sets me off, you know, and then we're like dying. I don't know. You had to be there.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
So he was on the phone?
I mean,
yeah.
We were so quiet, like composed
quiet.
In the car. We're like, oh, tired. And then, oh, and I don't know what he's talking about. He's screaming up a storm and like,
that's serious.
But then Bren is snickering, and then you're like dying. It just sets you off.
It's just like
every other crazy adventure.
So,
cabs can be nuts.
I miss Yee's Village.
Yee's?
Where else can you get pork fried rice like that?
Nobody misses Yee's Village.
Fried in the top of a garbage can.
Oh, but it was so good, right?
It was so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, it was. It was really gross. Remember, we had my birthday
party. I don't think I've ever
there
been there.
Year.
Did we?
Yee's?
I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I'm admitting it. Yeah.
Closed down.
You know why we used to go there? Because the drinks
were
like
very cheap.
Super cheap.
$3.
Cheap.
Yeah.
But I admit, I was very smart. I never ordered anything with meat there. I always had like veggie chow mein, except for the pork fried rice. Who knows what the hell that was.
And pork?
The flowers were really intense.
The fresh flowers were so intense.
That was a joke, guys.
It was the most epic statement ever.
God, just stop. I think now's a good time to tell the other story.
Why don't you start telling it?
We're trying to find a
while
show
I'm looking
here.
For a good show to call.
All right. It's post 9/11.
Make it good because John's listening.
I can't
right.
believe we're still on, by the way.
So
I know.
This is post 9/11.
No power.
And I'm talking about like a couple weeks after, a week after 9/11 probably. And, we just finished eating at Cambridge Common, and I remember Kay and I went to dinner with a coworker of mine from Saturday's Child, this god-awful job I had working at a kid's boutique. And my coworker was really bummed out, and Kay and I went to Cambridge Common with her, you know, just to kind of lift her spirits. And on the way back to Longy, because we had to go to a concert.
It's Composers and Red Sneakers.
We're on our way out the door at Cambridge Common, and we hear this.
Faintly.
You know, just very faintly. And we're walking out of the restaurant, and the noise is just continuous. And we're walking out on the street.
And we start freaking out.
Because 9/11 just happened, and
we think it's a general alarm.
Yeah, in the city of Cambridge. And we're, like, terrified because everywhere we're walking, you hear that.
Yeah.
And so we stop this family in FM.
Because we're so smart.
My God, do you hear that noise? Because Kay and I were, like, paranoid. Holy shit, there's one of those, like, sirens that go off, like, when nuclear war is about to happen. You know. One of those types of things. We're freaking out. We asked this family, a kid with a baby carriage, the mother with a baby carriage, do you hear that noise? She's like, no. But she's like, now that you mentioned it, I'm hearing it now.
I think it was a guy, and he said, I didn't hear it till I was close to you guys. And that should have tipped us off in the first place.
But
we're dumb.
Of course, you know, we swallowed our brains that day. So anyway, we're still walking along, and walking down Chauncey, we hear the noise, we're freaking out, and then we walk into Longy. It's quiet in the lobby, and we're still hearing it, and it's getting very loud, and we're both so freaked out. I really can't believe this happened.
I can't believe it happened. We're
right.
So dumb.
And Kay, tell the rest of it.
So we went in Longy, and it's getting super loud in between the door.
Radio.
Sorry. And we go up to our colleagues and say, do you hear that noise?
It was Allison Mundell.
It was Allison Mundell. She says, yeah, it sounds like a metronome or something. And immediately, it all comes together that it was a metronome in Sarah's bag. Now, to my credit, I don't use electric metronome, so I don't know
what they
sound like.
I remember we said it sounded like A.
Yes, we said it sounded like A, which should have tipped us off in the first place.
Oh, my God. Hey. Honestly, shit for brains.
This is so dumb.
This is, Anyway, we could not recover. And
we
then we had
recover.
To go into this concert.
And sit in the concert and be
was
good.
Was that the concert with the
recorded stuff? And
the film.
Yes. Horrible.
And you and I were like towards the front.
We
and
were laughing
how
the whole
many
time. And Vartan was there. And that made it even worse.
And if Lisa's listening.
And Lisa was there.
Yeah, but also, Lisa, if you're listening, how about that time, the Lori Monahan jazz concert?
Oh, God. Oh, I wish I would have been there for that.
Where is... And then Vartan, who has the most perfect manners, guffawed in the middle of that concert and turned it into a cough. He went like, because it was a show.
It was good time.
Okay, it was a show.
I'm looking for a radio to call, and I'm not being very successful.
It was funny.
You can call Fed Up. I think he's on air now.
Let's do this. We can give it a try.
I wonder what he's talking about.
Can we listen?
Yeah, we're going to listen for a sec.
All right.
It says educational / history.
Blog Talk Radio.
We should do a shout out because Lisa's birthday is Friday.
Happy birthday, Lisa!
Let the country go down the tubes. I want to just paint another little word
down the tube
and show what's going on too from many years ago.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Sure that if you never know Connie Francis, then you'll remember Nikita Khrushchev sitting in the UN pounding
this person might need some help from us.
We're
do we want to call?
You?
Do you guys know who Connie Francis
today,
is?
We thought it was going to be with the ballistic missiles, but I think what he was alluding to
yeah.
is what's
would you like to interject something?
Now.
I just want
to
hear
it's
what you're talking about so I can ask
okay.
questions.
Yeah.
So we have to root all that out and have everything transparent.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
He's got a guest on.
Isn't Connie the lady that used to do the Ace Hardware commercials as well?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Lord. That's
what I thought.
They have.
Call this guy and ask him if he knows about the Ace Hardware and Porter.
What is he fed up about?
An Ace Hardware
I'm not sure. He's just fed up, Frank. This is nice alliteration, by the way.
Didn't talk about it. You know, she was raped in a motel.
I don't know. What are they talking about?
Just all the Vietnam era veterans love her because when she went over there, she refused to perform in the hotel. She wanted to go out in the field and be right there with the troops. And she can't stand Jane Fonda. I mean, she respects her work.
He's talking about Connie Francis, right?
Hanoi Jane.
Who's Connie Francis, man?
Not liked.
I have no idea.
I thought she was.
Well, you know, I did a whole show with Ralph Epperson. I don't know if you're familiar with Mr. Epperson or not.
Nope.
I've heard the name, but I'm not familiar.
He sounds like he's in a studio.
He's been around for a while.
One person sounds like he's on a mic, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the dude
and,
right there?
And, you know,
there?
One of the things that Mr. Epperson brought out.
No, it's on my screen.
No.
Do you want to give it to
Adam
Yauch?
Pretty amazing, and I think a lot of the
that's
folks
Adam Yauch.
In my generation
what do you think, Derek?
Are can... not aware of.
Hey, by the way, guess who played keys for most of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stuff?
Who?
Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, that's not a shocker.
Yeah, I know. Oh. He's like the go-to man.
Does this sound like someone? Do we
know who Paul Schaefer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we have questions
he's
for this guy?
I don't know. We don't really have questions for him.
But we could just check in and say hi. We're calling from another show.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's try it.
All right, let me go back.
Or do you want to see one more?
Wait, this is going to be fascinating from a generational perspective. No, call these dudes. Come on.
Because it's a different generation.
Yeah, we got to do it.
What else we have?
Oh, come on. I think it'd be fascinating.
You want to call them?
I don't know. What do you think, Bren?
We got Russell Hard Radio.
Let's check one more, and then if we don't hit that one, we'll go back to the old guy.
We get the Gulf of Mexico update.
We do?
Well, that doesn't sound so great.
Radio.
We grind hard and hustle harder.
don't hate either.
Or you mostly can figure out what you want to drink. We're going to have some nice top shelf stuff for you guys.
All right.
We're
going
to have
yeah.
some champagne for the ladies as
nice.
Well. So
nice.
We're going to try to fit everybody's needs. So for the non-drinkers, we have water, Coke, Pepsi products. We're going to try to have it all for you, most definitely.
Are we going to get served?
So you guys come out and enjoy yourself with us. This is Radio. We're most definitely looking forward to it. Now, I have a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to tell you guys, if you want to get in and you want to talk to Miss Lovely, you can most definitely press 1 at any point in time that you want to, and I'll bring you in on the line. So you most definitely give you a shout-out. And, B, do you have anybody you want to shout-out tonight?
Let's call.
All right, it sounds
all right.
great.
The number is,
yes.
Lorna, I hope you're listening, 347-677-0818. That's right.
All right, we're
we
calling.
We can tell her we're drinking.
We're drinking, too,
well.
Yeah.
Bubbly and Saint Germain.
All right, we're going to call with our Google Voice here.
So the rules are.
We never know if this works.
We have to stay on for 3 minutes. We have to get the plug, the show time in, and the jingle.
That's right.
Wait, so
like
you
this.
Guys have never reached another show yet?
No, we have.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, but we have to stay on for 3 minutes.
All right.
And we have to get the jingle in and the show time.
Do you think the My Little Pony people listen?
No.
Do they hate you?
How come
no.
Not? Wait, I'm going to press this button again.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Is it ringing? Why is it ringing more than once?
It shouldn't ring more than once. Do you want to try again?
Really?
347-677-0818.
That's right. Oh, you got to try again. Hit the button again.
All right, I'll redial
it. It should pick up on the first ring, though?
Yeah,
so.
It always picks up on the first ring. And because it's dialing Blog Talk Radio, and then it says dial 1 to speak to the host.
Hmm.
Do you have to dial a 1 to dial a long distance with Google Voice?
I don't think so. I'll try it again, though.
Yeah, try again.
Weird.
You have the right number, right? 347-677-0818.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what was the last 4 digits?
0818.
I got that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a shot.
Let me try it.
Ring.
Ring, ring.
Ring. Have you heard about that restaurant down the street, speaking of barbecue?
Sweet Cheeks.
Sweet Cheeks.
I want to try Sweet Cheeks.
I got some Sweet Cheeks
for you.
Where'd
my phone go? Oh, phone
I'm
call.
Sure you
I
do.
Wish I had Sweet Cheeks.
All right, so
you,
I'm going to do
you've
one.
You've got quite the Sweet Cheeks, Bren.
But give me that number again. It doesn't give me a history, unfortunately.
347.
347. 677. 0818.
All my cheeks are gone.
Sweet Cheeks.
What?
Cheeks.
Oh, yeah, they'll be back.
My cheeks are gone.
Uh-oh, we're going to the second ring.
Yeah. Oh.
Let's go back to those Vietnam dudes.
I don't know why that happened.
Style Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
That's so sad.
I wonder if I can pull up Skype quick enough.
I hope so. Should I put the theme on again?
Put the theme on. Let me see if I can do this. I know we're running out of time here.
Round 3.
It is so much fun when we connect.
It really is. Because last time we got through to the J-Dub show.
It was great.
It was fantastic. I think that show has had more listens than any of our shows this year.
You
yeah,
guys have 9,500 listeners?
I don't know.
9,500 listens.
Listens. But that show has gotten like 200 and something in May. Is that right?
That show, we were close. It was like, last time I checked, maybe yesterday morning, we were at 268.
And I don't know why.
Which is pretty huge. I got Skype open.
Nice.
I knew how to use it. Would be great.
Wow.
I am on. Here's the phone thing.
Derek, why is your power out?
I have no idea.
And we're operating. I can't believe we're even operating.
Did you tell your neighbor, man, that there's duct tape in front of his door?
I thought about it, but I said, F that, because we're doing a show. All right, give me that number one more time. I'm going to enter in Skype here.
347.
Do I have to dial one? I don't know. 347.
No,
oh,
six,
crap. Okay.
677.
677.
0818.
0818.
If this doesn't work, we'll try it again next week.
Brenna, you and I are way ahead of Derek.
This is my second one, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
So you guys need to catch up.
Wow.
Oh.
Stunned.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we're in. We are in.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Who are we calling?
If you desire to speak to the host,
we do.
Please press 1.
Who are we calling?
You are now in the host queue. We're on the phone with
Russell Hard Radio.
Wait, is this the Connie Francis dude?
No. This is with the lady who's going to serve us beverages.
Oh.
All right.
Should we stay
now
on the line?
Now they're playing music.
I guess we should
stay on the line.
Let's stay on the line.
Yeah, this is a great idea to have your own show and just play music.
Well, some people play music. They're just,
wait a minute. This is in the mood music, right?
This is baby making music.
Oh, baby.
This is smooth.
This is smooth.
Derek in the evening.
That's right. We got the candles out.
We're playing it for you all. We're going to get it for you all night long.
Hell, I could turn the lights on, but why do that when we got candles?
That's 51 degrees here in the plane.
We have a holiday garland.
8:50 in the p.m. Stay with us on the Derek and Kay Show. We're going to make it super all night long. Call in with your special request.
Right.
Give
that's
a shout out.
Talking about.
Wait, what did they say?
Wow.
Where are my Pepsi products?
Why turn the lights on when you got candles?
I want my Pepsi products.
I don't know. Picking up.
Well, I mean, she's got to finish the song.
She might be too busy with her diet Pepsi.
Well, it's drink and Pepsi products.
Oh.
That's their shit, their job.
Damn it, I thought that was going to be it.
Well, this is Russell Hart Radio with Miss Lovely with L.A. Da Boom Man.
I don't know, forget me.
I hope to hell.
That made me sound really white, didn't it?
Yeah.
Where is she coming from?
I hope to hell that they tell us where to get this tune.
We don't know where she's coming from.
No, it doesn't say. This is baby making music, though. Get down with this on the background. You know, I'm not going to jump because I used to listen to this all the time back when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
And I went to back when I lived in PG County.
Procter and Gamble.
Plead Guilty County in Maryland, and I used to listen to 95.5.
Yeah.
I listened to the guy. Fresh Prince. All that joint. Mary J. Blige, Salt and Pepper.
Oh, come on. Eric B. and Rakim, Boogie Down Production.
LL Cool J.
No.
I had Guy on a tape.
Tape?
Yeah.
Oh, the tape.
Oh.
Yeah. That's your girl, Miss Lovely, and that was Drake with Trust Issues.
This
is something about that voice of his, and not only that, he kind of reminds me of Prince. But the beauty. Anyway, I got a caller here.
Yeah.
International call. So, caller, you're on the air with Miss Lovely. What's good with you?
Hey, Miss Lovely.
Hey, Miss Lovely.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, Derek and Kay, how are you guys?
We're good. We're calling. We're actually on Blog Talk Radio as well right now, and we're not calling from overseas. I don't know why it says that.
It just does that sometimes.
We're actually out of Boston.
I don't know why it says it. I'm looking. I'm seeing all these ones, and that's usually my overseas callers.
So I was
like, okay, wow. Well, I'm feeling lovely about myself.
We've never had a caller from overseas, so now we feel a small time.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to hook that up for you guys and have some people call in, most definitely.
Oh, that's awesome.
What you guys got going on good this evening?
Nice. Yeah, we were just listening to the song. We were getting down. We're saying that that's the baby making music.
Yeah, we were getting down.
I'm going to tell you, Drake will have the new babies of the millennium. I'm telling y'all, with this low pitch voice he's got. Sometimes I wonder. I'll be like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't play that. It is Sunday night.
No, it's just right for us.
Oh, it was good.
Oh, my.
Anyway, we're just calling in. We just wanted to have a little fun with you. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, man, I cannot complain at all. It has been a great and restful weekend. I started to feel old a little bit yesterday because I kept falling asleep.
You know how
you have those moments where you're not doing nothing and you just fall off to sleep.
Yeah, sometimes after work, something like that, yeah.
I'm okay. Yesterday I went to bed at 11 p.m. Was that was that later or earlier than you fell asleep yesterday?
Well, you know, I don't know, to be honest with you, because some nights is like, some nights is different than others, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll go to sleep after 11 and knowing, good, well, I got to be up at 5, oh, dark 30, as I call it.
We love
but
that.
I want you, you know, when you have to get up early after, you'd be like, why did I stay up that late? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, the next day. Especially if you're listening to music like that, and you got a little, you know, that going on.
Go to work, and you're looking at the people you see every other day, and you're like, why?
Why?
Wow.
Exactly. That's what I'm going to be like tomorrow morning. I'm going to be at work at 8.
Hey, Miss Lovely.
You're going to work at 8, and going to be looking around at everybody. Someone says, mm-hmm. When they say good morning, you don't say good morning back. You just say, mm-hmm.
Exactly. Oh, Sarah, do you have something to say?
Yeah, I'm the intruding guest on the Derek and Kay show. I want to say hello, Miss Lovely. Where are you based, honey?
I'm in South Carolina.
No
wow,
way.
Awesome.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. In South Carolina. Yeah.
I love South Carolina. I'm a regular Hilton Head vacationer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now see, y'all get to go to the nice part of the beach in Hilton Head, which is very lovely. The only thing I don't like about Hilton Head is after a certain time, they want to turn out all the lights in the town. Have y'all noticed that?
Oh, really?
I've never noticed that.
I've never noticed that because,
wow,
shocker, we're not out very late.
For those of you guys that want a vacation in Hilton Head after 9 p.m., I don't suggest you go out too often.
Really?
Not a partying place, no.
No, but you know what? It's more of a relaxation spot, and that's
yeah,
a great thing, that you have different parts of the beach that have different, you know, avenues and different venues for you. We went to Hilton Head, and I was like, I got up, and I was like, man, I'm in the middle of something. I want to go find me a Walmart. I want to go find out there. It's
yeah,
dark.
None of that going on. Hey, Miss Lovely, or Lovely,
yeah,
if I can call you.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned beverages before. Are you enjoying some adult beverages tonight? We are.
I have. Let me tell you. I don't know how adult this is. Do you guys have a QT in the town where you're at?
No.
A what?
The little QT, the QT gas station.
No, we're
no,
in,
oh,
we're
I think
in
I've
Boston.
Seen those before.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're in downtown Boston.
Let me tell y'all. Y'all need to request it because they have these slushies, these 32-ounce slushies. It's like 49 cents.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they have like 50 different flavors off in there. So my son was like, Mom, I got $2. I want to treat you to a slushie.
Yeah.
I said, well, that cut out the wine for this evening. So Miss Lovely had a cherry limeade white cherry slushie.
Nice.
Nice.
Wow.
You just add a little vodka to that and you got yourself a great drink.
That's right.
32
you know,
ounces is pretty good.
That's the reason why I could smile so lovely through the radio.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. So what town are you in that the lights stay on past 9 p.m.?
Did the lights stay on? I'm in Spartanburg, South Carolina, believe it or not. And they do stay on past 9 p.m. You know, we got a 24-hour Walmart. So, you know, not too bad there. And then if I want a little late-night fun, I'll roll over to Greenville, South Carolina. That downtown is always up and vibrant. Very wonderful, beautiful place to be at. And if you guys ever get a chance when y'all are in the area, most definitely check out Greenville.
Hmm. That would be cool.
They're downtown. They have, like, jazz on the square. We have jazz
kidding
on the square here.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Miss Lovely, we got to round things up here because our show's about to end. We end at 9. But we just wanted to give a reach out to you and call out. Our show is on Sunday nights at 7. We are the Derek and Kay Show.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Sundays at 7.
Sundays at 7.
So give us a listen and we'll give you a listen.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for having
me. Thank you guys so much for joining us this evening, and I appreciated it. And the special intruder guest, I appreciate you.
Oh, wonderful manners, Miss
right
Lovely.
Thank you so much for having
for
us.
A good sport.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for calling.
Yeah.
Y'all guys have a great night.
All right, take
well
care. Bye-bye.
All right, that was from the Derek and Kay Show, you guys. They're on at Sundays on Block Talk as well. So you must definitely, you know, we got a lot of things done on Block Talk. I like that.
Oh, yeah,
you must definitely reach out to them on some night and call over and say hello.
Okay,
that's nice.
I think that's
nice. I like that.
Wow, that's
nice.
Pretty great. I like
that.
Lady.
That was great.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I believe we won. I believe we got the show time in.
That's right. Was it under the time?
Yes. Oh, we were on about 4 minutes.
Oh,
so
a little longer
good
than
yes
you'd like. You like it under 3 minutes.
No,
and then
I just
it gets
like
the
we have to be at least 3 minutes.
Okay. Oh, at least 3 minutes.
Yeah, at least
okay.
That's when we win.
I felt it. I knew I had to get it in soon.
Yeah, I know.
That was good.
No, that was
that
good.
That was really fun, yeah.
That was good.
But we didn't get to introduce Brenna.
Oh, we didn't get
I was,
to.
I'm
sorry.
Listening. I was
just chilling out. And we got the 60-second warning.
Oh, the 60-second. Okay, all right. Wow, that was fun, though.
That was fun. And we once again succeeded on Block Talk Radio Community Time. So I guess we have to say goodbye now. We've had a great 2 hours.
It went by so fast.
In the dark.
In the dark.
I cannot believe we did it.
I can't believe we went the full 2 hours without power, but with an extension cord to the hallway where I found power.
I am shocked.
Trapped the show together.
I can't believe it.
I hope some people found it entertaining.
Oh, my gosh. It's craziness. Anyway, join us next week.
Yeah, good time.
Let Brenna and I say bye with a harmony.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Interesting harmony.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah and Brenna, for coming
in.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So much.
Right, I thought the drinks are still lit by the candle.
That is kind of nice, right?
Yeah, right.
Thanks
all
for
right.
having us.
Thanks
thank
for listening.
You for being on.
Moonlight on the wings.
All right. Thank you both for listening.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.